finish up another prat in Malabing. We spoke about cleaning clothing with water and all of the mista'if, the things that emanate from those halachas. Now we'll speak about a different kind of cleaning without liquids. Okay, and here there are different kinds of possibilities, different kinds of stains and things that dirty a garment. Tonight we're going to limit to speaking about dust, powder, and other kinds of things that either attach themselves to the outside layer of the garment or get mixed in the weave of the garment because they're so small, powdery, or whatever, that they become enmeshed in the garment itself. Okay. So anything that's powdery, right, that you really have to brush out to get out of the fiber itself. So according to most poskim, that's also part of malaben, even though there's no liquids involved. So you can't brush, or there's two ways of getting dust out of a beged. One is to brush it out, right? And brushing can be with a brush or with your hand or whatever, by rubbing it out. Or you can shake it out. You shake the beged like you shake a what's it called, a carpet. Shake the dust out of it. So both of those things are usur. It's usur to shake dust, powder, chalk, right, out of a beged or out of a rug, right, or to brush it out. Okay? Or same thing goes for a upholstered chair. Right? It gets a kid stands on it in shul, right, and gets his footprint all over the thing. You can't rub it off and what's it called, and clean off the upholstery. That's what's it called, that is considered malabing. However, if it's not upholstery, it's not bad, it's not material, but it's a hard wood or plastic or metal or something like that, and has dust on it, you're allowed to wipe off the dust. Okay, it may not be Shabbos to start dusting your furniture on Shabbos, but you're allowed to wipe off the dust. In other words, the kid stood on the handle of the chair in shul and got his footprint on it. You could take a paper towel and a dry paper towel and wipe it off. Right? Wet paper towels was another discussion. Okay, but on the upholstery you couldn't do that. You couldn't take a paper towel or your hand or a brush and wipe it off. Okay, vinyl is considered like hard plastic. You can do it. Okay, now some hold that this halacha only applies to either new clothing, where dust is really, you wouldn't wear a dusty new suit or whatever, or even what's it called, old clothing that is what's it called, what's it called, that's even new clothing that's light colored. Because dust on a light colored thing doesn't make it as bad. However, both of these heterim are very shaky. Also, what's considered a new beged, what's considered a light beged, is also not that clear. In addition, the main thing over here is what you're makbid on. Would you wear that beged with the dust on it? Just you feel more comfortable if the dust is off, or really you wouldn't wear it that way. You feel embarrassed to wear it, and you're fooling yourself thinking, I would wear it anyway, so I'm taking off the dust, right? So therefore, a person should not be makel, whether the beged is new or old, whether it's light or dark. You shouldn't take off dust, chalk, those kind of things, except since there are matirim, you can do it kalacher yad. You can do it in a way that's unusual. Okay? I don't know exactly what unusual way is. To use your sleeve is not unusual. That's a normal way of brushing these things off. To use a brush, for sure you can't do. So maybe just to flick it with the back of your hand, or to flick it like this to get the dust off. That's okay. Yeah?
Somebody's kippah falls on the floor, so
Right.
instead of wiping it off, or how they knock it against their leg or
Yeah,
something, how they dust it against their
that's
leg.
yeah, that's okay. If again,
That's not
it's
normal.
not. No, I don't know if that's normal. No, most people wouldn't do that. Most people, if they had it during the week, they'd take it and then brush it off normally, or whatever.
If you do it again.
Okay. Okay. Or you can ask a goy to brush it off. Even though normally Amir Lakum is osur, but here, since it's chumrah, because, right, a chumrah you can tell a goy to do, he doesn't have to be machmer, goyim don't have to be machmer. Right, you can tell Mustamah can tell a child to do it too. It's only a chumrah. So that's what's, and you can tell him Beferish. You don't have to hint to him, hey, my yarmulke is a little dirty. So yeah, I see. The what's it called? The you can tell him right out, I would like you to what? No, it's like for chinuch reasons, since it's only a chumrah, if when the kid grows up he wants to be machmer, he can be machmer too. But since it's only a chumrah, it's mutter to do. You can tell him that. What? Blow it away, mistami, yeah, also. I don't know if that's normal either, yeah. Like you have a hat, there's a little, you can blow it, blow the dust away. Okay, however, even in the cases where it's a moderate amount of dust, and you definitely would have worn it, and it's a light beged, and it's an old beged, so all the milas. Right, you would have worn it. You just want to get the dust off, you know, and make it a little bit nicer. You still shouldn't use a clothes brush on Shabbos. It could be it's uvda dechol. That much you shouldn't do. But you then you can do it either by shaking it, right, or by flicking it off or rubbing it off or whatever. Okay, now this only applies to powders and similar kinds of things, but things that they that are bodies to themselves, feathers, crumbs. Kotzim, right, thorns that get onto a beged, there you're allowed to take them off in a normal way, or even brush them off, not with a clothes brush, but to get them off with some, what's it called, in some way, maybe to use like a whisk broom or something like that to get it off.
Yeah, because they're just sitting on top.
Right, because even if they're not just sitting on top, even if they're like stuck, like a coats, or they're in the fiber, still you can take it off. Because that's not considered that it's dirtying the beged, it's just something that is on top of the beged. And that's okay to take off. And therefore, you're allowed to use a crumb sweeper to take the crumbs off your tablecloth. Because it doesn't clean off the tablecloth, it just takes the crumbs off. The crumbs aren't, we're talking about they're not connected, they're not, you know, pasted onto the tablecloth. They're just crumbs. Okay. You can pull them out. No. They're not muktzah because they're bottled to the beged, and therefore they don't have any muktzah on them, and you can take them off and throw them away.
But if they leave a residue?
Shouldn't, what's it called, you know, you take them and use them for something, but you can take it off the beged the normal way and get rid of it. If it for sure is going to tear the beged, then it may be a problem. Tear the, but usually they don't tear for sure. It's possible you'll tear something if you pull off a coach, but it's possible that it's not strong enough to tear the threads. So even if there's a chance it'll tear the threads, it's ain't a miskaven and it's not a psik reisha, you can take it off. What? Yeah, but kilkel's also mid rabbanan. So, what? Dandruff? Yeah. Dandruff, lechara, is no different than feathers and crumbs and things like that. It's not a powder. It's not a.
It can be brushed off?
It can be brushed off, yeah. Unless you see that it's like the same thing goes with snow. Now we'll talk about liquid things that are like that. Snow, ice, that, what's it called, gets on your beged and it didn't melt yet into it. Just on the surface. So you can, what's it called, brush it off. Okay.
You mean,
no, we're talking where it didn't melt yet, where it didn't get into the beged at all.
If you brush it, it's going to take off with it, won't it?
No. It'll just take the snow off. Right, snow. Once you get down to the layer where it's not snow anymore, then it's a different halacha. If you have dew or light water that what's it called that hasn't become into the beged itself, so it's not soaked, but it's like a layer on top of the beged of dew of wet rain or whatever. So there's two ways of getting that off. One is to brush it off, right, and the other way is to wring it to. To shake it, okay, shake it off. So here, the halacha is that if it's light clothing or it's old clothing, now it's not mamish a new beged, right, then you can shake it, but only moderately, lightly, just to get the surface dew, the surface rain off the beged. But we're afraid that if you shake it hard, you're going to wring out liquid that already went into the baguette, and that's for sure also. So you can shake it in a way that it won't shake out for sure liquid that's already absorbed into the baguette. It'll just shake off the outer layer. Now, even if it's possible that it may shake out something from the inside, but it's not hard enough that it always shakes off from the inside, that's also okay. It's not a psikration. It's ain't a miskaven. If it's a new baguette, it's got a new suit, a new dress, right? Or it's what's it called, dark colors, then what's it called, you shouldn't shake it even, what's it called, moderately. Just leave it. And not, because there we're afraid that you are makbid and you wouldn't wear it, then it's called libun even by shaking it moderately. Okay, that pretty much finishes this inyan. We still have another one or two inyanim to do in Malavein. Mostly what happens when you have things that fall, that are not water, but they're not like this. They're, stains that, what are they called? I don't know. You know, we have food that falls on you and cakes itself on or whatever, right? And then you have to peel it off or whatever. Then that's what we'll get to in Mitzvah Hashem next week. Okay.